While members of all the three faiths in Palestine were living together in peace and tranquility, Christians in Europe decided to organize a crusade. Following the call issued by Pope Urban II at the Council of Clermont on 25 November 1095, more than 100,000 people from all over Europe set out for Palestine in order to take back the Holy Land from the Muslims. But actually, their agenda was to gain possession of the legendary riches of the East. Following a long and exhausting journey and much pillaging and killing of Muslims en route, the Crusaders reached Jerusalem in 1099. After a siege lasting some 5 weeks, the city fell and the Crusaders entered in. The Crusaders perpetrated savagery that had seldom been equaled before. They put all the Muslims and Jews in the city to the sword. The Crusader army killed some 40,000 Muslims in Jerusalem in just 2 days. The peace and tranquility in Palestine that had lasted since the time of Omar came to an end with a terrible slaughter. The barbaric Crusader army took Jerusalem as its capital and founded a Latin kingdom whose borders stretched from Palestine to Antioch. However, the Crusaders who inflicted such savagery on Palestine were not to last long. Saladin, who unified all the Muslim kingdoms in the Middle East under a single banner, defeated the Crusaders at the Battle of Hittin in 1187. There was a miraculous aspect to that day. According to historical sources, this date marks the anniversary of our Prophet's night journey from Mecca to Jerusalem, from where he then ascended to heaven. When the Crusaders had captured Jerusalem 88 years earlier, they had killed all the Muslims inside it, and for that reason they were terrified that Saladin would do the same thing on them. But he did not touch even one Christian in the city. No violence was inflicted on any innocent civilians. Muslims employed no unnecessary violence against the Crusader armies they defeated. Palestinian lands, once again, enjoyed the justice and tolerance brought with them by Quranic moral values. Furthermore, members of the Orthodox Church, who were not Crusaders, were able to carry on living in the city and to worship as they chose. Historian Karen Armstrong describes this second Islamic capture of Jerusalem in these words. On 2 October 1187, Saladin and his army entered Jerusalem as conquerors, and for the next 800 years, Jerusalem would remain a Muslim city. Saladin kept his word and conquered the city according to the highest Islamic ideals. He did not take revenge for the 1099 massacre, as the Quran advised, and now that hostilities had ceased, he ended the killing. Not a single Christian was killed, and there was no plunder. The ransoms were deliberately very low. He released many of them freely, as the Quran urged. His brother Al-Adil was so distressed by the plight of the prisoners that he asked Saladin for 1,000 of them for his own use and then released them on the spot. All the Muslim leaders were scandalized to see the rich Christians escaping with their wealth, which could have been used to ransom all the prisoners. Heraclius paid his 10 dinar ransom like everybody else, and was even provided with a special escort to keep his treasure safe during the journey to Tyre. In short, Saladin and the Muslims under his command treated the Christians with justice and compassion, and treated them even more mercifully than their own leaders did. This is a concrete sign that true justice, peace, and security can only be enjoyed in societies that live according to Quranic moral values. Quranic moral values command unsullied justice and support for the truth, making no distinction between people. In the Quran, God commands people to behave justly, even if this works against their own interests. You who believe, show integrity for the sake of God, bearing witness with justice. Do not let hatred for a people incite you into not being just. Be just. That is closer to fear of God. Fear and respect God. God is aware of what you do. This just administration, based on the moral values of the Quran, which allows for different faiths to live together peacefully in Palestine, continued for another 7 centuries after the death of Saladin.